This podcast interview with Megan Pyra is absolutely loaded. We talk about so many topics that I think a lot of female entrepreneurs deal with. Like number one, this is, I love it. She talks about how she convinced her family, her kids, instead of doing the dreaded lemonade stand on the corner, to actually start an online business and how that resulted in their kids making hundreds of dollars of sales online versus like the $10 that you make on the corner selling lemonade, right? Then we dig into how she made six figures in 7 months. The thing that helped her to make this her goal. And then we dive into the mom guilt. And we talk about how she can kick that while she is still working. So get ready for this podcast episode because Megan Pyra is about to blow your mind.
What if we start a family business? Like, that's not harder than a lemonade stand, but those words came flying out of my mouth. And I was like, hey, that's kind of a good idea. In a way to really get the whole family involved in making money and just changing the way our future could run. And so we did. We started a family business.
Hey, you are listening to the Because I Can Life podcast, where we believe we can decide our own income, choose happiness, kick fear in the teeth, and never, ever stop. Why? Because we can. I'm your host, Allison J. Prince, and I went from being a junior high science teacher to building four online multi-million dollar businesses with four kids at my feet. Each week, I'm bringing you real conversations that have led me, as well as other experts, to step into our dream online business lifestyle so that you can get the answers you need to craft your Because I Can life as well. Take that first step and commit now to your Because I Can life by downloading your free personal bundle at allisonjprince.com/bundle. All right, I am so excited. We are bringing Megan Pyra in today. Megan, I am so excited for you to start sharing some of your glorious stories about how e-commerce has changed your life. So Megan, welcome to the show. And if you will start, will you just tell everybody a little bit about who Megan Pyra actually is?
Sure. So fun to be here. I love talking business. So this is like a really fun part of my day here today to be with you. So years ago, I hopped on the blogging train when blogging was new and loved the way to share. And then social media came around, but I also loved to create. So I kind of started with some physical products and they were custom for kids, which was really fun to create the first one. But I didn't love recreating it over and over and over again. So then I went to some type of a digital product and taught my audience how to create it for themselves. And I was like, yes, I can do the work once and just kind of resell it. And I've just always been someone who loves to learn and explore all the avenues. So as the internet kind of evolved and social media evolved, I kind of was trying all of the things. And my kids one summer were, I've always loved to be able to be at home and have that flexibility. And so I love to be able to make money at home. I wasn't doing a lot of making money with blogging, but I was a little bit more with the products I had on the side. I was definitely making money faster. And so one summer, my two youngest boys were like, we want to do a lemonade stand. And I was like, oh, dying inside because I think it's more work on the mom's end.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
And not a lot of return for them sitting out there all afternoon. And so instead of being like, well, I think I did let them that day, but then I said, what if we start a family business? Like, that's not harder than a lemonade stand, but those words came flying out of my mouth. And I was like, hey, that's kind of a good idea. In a way to really get the whole family involved in making money and just changing the way our future could run. And so we did. We started a family business, which was super fun. And a year into that, I saw an ad for your webinar. Signed up. We had met briefly years before, and I had kind of followed your journey. So I was like, well, I know she's a rock star. So I want to see what she's doing now. What is she doing now?
And I ended up where we met. It was 25th Street in downtown Ogden at a restaurant.
And it was so cool because everyone was like, Allison Prince is here, because she doesn't come out for anything. And I was like, meeting this girl.
I know. I was just working hard behind my computer screen all the time.
Yeah. Had no idea all of the amazingness that you were doing then, but I knew that you were moving mountains and doing cool things. And I was like, I want to know about that. So it ended up the day that I was registered for your webinar, I ended up being at a dance competition and I couldn't watch it. So I had my two little boys watch it. I said, take notes for me. Tell me what you think about this. I got home.
How old are they?
At the time, they were probably 8 and 13.
Perfect.
Probably 8, about the same age that your girls were when they did their business-ish, right? Yep. About-ish. So I got home and they said, Mom, we have to do this. We have to join Allison's course. And I was like, okay. I've never even watched your webinar. I just joined the program.
To this date, you haven't?
I haven't.
I love it.
So we dived in a little bit because we joined in the fall. So we already had a business running for a year and it was fourth quarter. So we were trying to do what we could to be able to, you know, maximize those sales. So we dove in a little bit, but we were kind of busy with what we knew to do and what we thought we should be doing. And my little guys were like, well, we want to sell products. So they found some and launched them on Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend. And instead of sitting around watching football games or being out of town or hanging out, like doing all these fun holiday things, they chose to pack orders and they each made a couple hundred dollars that weekend. They were
like, that picture you sent me. Their baskets full of overflowing orders.
Yes. And they were like, what the heck did we just find out about? Like, this course is amazing, right? So fun. Like, they didn't complain about spending their holiday weekend making money, right?
Smart kids.
Oh, amazing for them. Like, yeah. When we totaled it, my husband was like, are we really supposed to pay all of this to them? Or do we keep some?
Did you give it all to them? They
kind of blew it out of the park. Like, we were surprised, like, how much that they could do, you know?
It is pretty magical. Okay, we actually took the money that our girls made and we put it into a savings account because if we gave them all that money, they would have bought stuffed animals and gumballs, right? So oh, yeah. I'm sure you stashed some of their money.
Happened, you know? Just buy the whole dollar store.
I'll take one of each, please.
Absolutely. So then we dove into the course more and really listened to those things that you taught. And our business went from doing okay and doing fine to being like, oh my gosh, I'm so freaking proud of what we've done and what we've accomplished, to the point that we're now well over 6 figures. And it's just so exciting, the changes that it's made in our lifestyle and our family culture.
Okay, so you posted something in our Facebook group the other day that talked about all the excuses that came into your head, all the things that could have stopped you from getting that 6 figures. Can you talk about some of those and how you are able to say, no, I'm not going to even like get out of my head? What were the things that almost stopped you, but you recognized, and how did you kick it out?
Yeah, absolutely. So we had done 6 figures before, and I was like, I want to do 6 figures faster because I wanted to push myself a little bit further, see what I could do, implement more of what you have taught us, tweak some more things. But it's so easy to make that 6 figures or you know, in the latter part of the year, right? When back to school comes around, everybody's shopping. And then it just goes right into the holidays and people are shopping, shopping, shopping. And it's so much easier to make sales. But I wanted to do it in the first half of the year. I wanted to do it in 7 months from January to July. I wanted to hit over six figures. And then as I thought about it, I was like, okay, right? January, how many people spend in January right after Christmas? Not a lot. So that was like one of the first roadblocks that kind of immediately came in my head. Like, wait, you can't do this. January, slow sales. February, okay. March picks up a little bit because you've got Easter, but then you have spring breaks that kind of litter. And people are like, oh, no one's buying this week because it's spring break in this part of the country. And then nobody's buying this week because it's spring break in this part of the country. And then, oh, everybody's busy in May with graduation. So like only that type of stuff is selling. And oh, then it's June, it's summer. Everybody's on vacation. So like some things are selling, but some things are not. And then, oh, it's 4th of July. Everybody's out of town. So like you could do some sales, but you can't do great sales. And I was like, I am not going to believe any of that. I am going to say, okay, here's a goal, over six figures in 7 months. And I'm just not going to give into that belief. People are buying all months of the year and they're buying all types of things. Yes, and if it's cold in one part of the country, it's warm in another. And those are the things that they want, right? People vacation in January and February. And people vacation in June and July. Like, I was like, no, I'm not going to believe it. I'm going to go for it. And I'm going to prove all of these doubts in my head wrong so that I don't have to believe them anymore. And July 1st hit, and I was $21,000 down from my goal. And I thought, okay, I have July to make $21,000 to hit at least $100,000. And I did it, and I surpassed the 100,000 by an extra $12,000 in the month of July when there's a holiday and everybody's on vacation. And I was like, oh my gosh, I did it. Had I not even done it, I spent 7 months pushing myself every month to get closer. And if I had hit it at down 21,000, I still almost did 100,000 in the quote unquote hardest months of the year to sell.
I love what you just said. Like, you just proved a huge myth out there that you can't sell during the first half of the year. You totally blew that out of the park. Okay, now there's one thing that you are really good at and that has led you to be able to hit six figures. I think this is one of your superhero powers. Do you know the word that I'm talking about? Consistency. I have seen you be consistent over and over and over again, no matter what month it is. So let's say it's January, you're still doing the same things January that you are in October. You're still creating the offers. You're still putting yourself out there. But how does Megan stay consistent while balancing your life? How many children? You have two? Or three?
We have five together.
Five.
Total. We only have three at home. So.
Okay. So you're like, you've got a ton going on. How do you stay consistent when life gets in the way?
So one thing I do is, one is that your why has got to be big enough because your family is always going to be there, right? Don't let your family be the excuse of you not going for your own goals and dreams. We as parents are the biggest supporters of our kids going for their goals and dreams, but that doesn't mean that we have to put ours fully on the back burner. Maybe you can't go for them right now, full force, but like just because I run a business doesn't mean that I don't spend quality time with my kids and my family. Like, I go for my goals and dreams, and they know what my goals and dreams are. And they know the lifestyle changes that it has brought for our family. I have complete flexibility in what I want to do with my day. if my kid needs me, I can go pick them up from school. I can go to their performances, right? So for me, my why is big enough in what my business goals are, and that showing my kids, right? That just because I have a family and there's all these things to take care of doesn't mean that I can't work on my business. I can say, hey guys, I need 30 minutes to work on my business, and then we're going to go out and do this. And then let's sit down and do homework. So one is my why is big enough. Two, I take time. For me, it's morning. I totally go over my goals. I totally look at my vision board. I totally take time to journal and figure out really like where I need to spend my time that day. And then I can be consistent in these are the things that need done. Is it videos that we'll put out on Instagram today? Do I have a set day for that? Like there's definitely set days that it's easy to record 3 or 4 videos and I post them once a week and I've got a month's worth of content in a half hour, right? So setting up different systems, which you are super good about and you push all the time, like set up your systems.
Systems are lifesavers.
Yes. Yes. So the more consistent I have been, the more success I have seen. And so it fuels my desire to want to be consistent.
Okay. Do you share, I loved how you said your why has to be big enough and how you brought in your family. Do you share your goals with your kids and say, hey guys, this is my goal. I'm going to get to 6 figures and we're going to do it in 7 months. And you keep them up to date and they in turn become your cheerleader. Is that something that you involve them with?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We talk business all the time in a fun way because they ask questions and it's a big part of our family life. Different times of the year, the kids are involved with different things. Now, my littlest guy, he is totally business minded. His friends were talking the other day and they said, what do you guys want to be when you grow up? And he said, I want to be an entrepreneur. And they were like, what is that? And he goes, it's like when you buy a pencil for $1 and you sell it for $2. And his friends go, why would anybody want to buy a pencil for $2? And he said, Mom, they don't have the vision. And 10 and these things are coming out of your mouth. Absolutely. I share my goals with them because it opens their awareness to the types of goals that they can set, the possibilities that are out there for them, and why I'm doing what I'm doing during the hours that I do them.
I love it. Yes.
Interfere with family life. Once school started, we kind of set some goals of just kind of personal development goals. What do they want to do? And my little guy was like, well, I want to do not 1,000 in sales for him personally. He's like, I want 1,000 net. I want 1,000 in my bank account. And I'm like, great. About a month later, he comes to me and he's like, Mom, I have a new goal. I'm like, what is it? He's like, I want to be in the 2-comma club, because I had to explain to him what that was, because I had shared at dinner that night that was my goal, that's the next one I'm striving for is 2-comma club. And he's like, what does that mean? So then he said, Mom, that's my goal. I want to do $1,000,000. And I said, I'll race you. And he's like, it's on.
It's on. You made a competition with your son.
10 years old. So we'll see.
I love it because he's being your cheerleader and you're being his cheerleader.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Bringing
your family in is crucial. And then showing your kids, like, I'm just not on the computer playing games all day. When we hit goals, this is how we're going to celebrate together as family. And if you get them in on the goals, they're going to be like, go, Mom, go.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like to associate what they see me doing physically with the explanation verbally, because they can see me on my phone a lot. They can see me on the computer a lot, and they can see me like in the office with the people packing and shipping. But they just kind of associate that as work, right? Like, Mom's at work. And I'm like, well, okay, I'm going to be on my phone right now because I am looking up influencers. and we've talked about how influencers help our business. And so I'm looking for some, and they'll be like, oh, well, what are you looking for? And they'll kind of sit there and scroll with me or whatnot. Or, hey, I'm on the computer. Why don't you guys come look at this video that we just had made and kind of give me your feedback on it? And now I got to answer emails, because when I do that, this is how it helps the business. So I'm not just like, I'm working, quote unquote, working, right? I explain to them how it's running. And because I'm doing this, now we're going on a family cruise, or now you can go to summer camp and it's so much easier for you to get there. I'm not just working and spending my time away, but I'm verbally connecting the things that they see me do. And like with books, right? You can totally read a book on your phone, or you can read a paperback book and they can see like, oh, mom likes to learn a lot. I wonder what she's learning about. And they'll ask me and I'll be like, well, this one's about how to be a great leader. This one's about ClickFunnels, and this one's about creating better habits. And they're like, okay. I'm like, this helps me in my business, and this helps me in my life. And this is how we're going to incorporate it. So I think the physical and helping them understand more of it's not just work.
I think that is absolutely brilliant. You are taking them step by step on the journey instead of just lumping it into one piece and letting them know, you know, I'm not just scrolling on Instagram. There is a reason that I'm doing this, and that's to get to our goal. And the way you articulate that with your kids, it's brilliant. Nice job. I need to do that more. A lot of times I'm just like, hang on, guys, hang on. And I don't want to be known as the hang on mom. Hang on, I'm working. Hang on, I'm working. But the way that you just broke that apart, and you're like, guys, I'm working on my goal. And this is how this section is getting us to our family goal. And then the whole dynamic, the whole conversation changes. And you just nailed that. So that was gold. Thank you. That was so good.
I think it helps a lot with the thing that so many women struggle with as the mom guilt, right?
Yeah.
You can have goals, they can have goals, but just bring them along with you. Explain the things that you're doing, and then they're going to learn and they're going to understand better.
Agreed. Okay. So talk about your very first product, your very first physical product that you sold versus to now. Because I remember my very first physical product, some of them I cringe and I'm like, oh, and now I've created much better physical products that I'm super proud of. How did you get over the fear of selling your first product, and is it good enough? And oh my gosh, I don't know if the world wants it and things like that. And then do you ever look back on some of your old products and you're like, oh my goodness, what was I thinking?
Old products are like old hairdos. You're like, oh my gosh. I thought it looked so good. And then when you have a more experienced, refined eye years in the future, you're like, wow. So one of our first products together as a family a few years ago was graphic tees. That was kind of where we had decided to start. And we didn't have a lot of money. And so we just went for the cheapest blank tee we could get. Definitely was not the softest.
The square ones that you get at camp over the summer.
Yeah. Probably didn't wash up the best. Like, I mean, and the graphics and the way that we, you know, had them made, and actually the way we had them made is like super expensive to compare to like what we know now and the way that t-shirts can be made and, you know, and the different things. And now like there's so many great blends and there's so many ways to do great graphic tees. And the fun part of where we're at now is doing more of like our custom owned products and like working with a manufacturer. And that's like totally cool to be able to go through that process. But for us, it was a couple of years before we really found something that we wanted to produce and had a great idea for and whatnot. But the fear of putting yourself out there is absolutely 100% real, right? You're associated with this product and you're not sure if anybody is going to buy it other than maybe your mom.
Thank goodness for moms, right?
For moms. Or your neighbor or like your best friend. But we have to kind of take a little bit of ourselves out of it and put value in what you can offer. And I love the thought that fear tells you that you are growing. If you're having fear or doubt, then you are moving in the direction of growing, because that means you're getting outside of your little comfort zone or your little comfort bubble, which is good, because as an entrepreneur, you've got to learn and you've got to grow. And so if you are having those thoughts, congratulations, you are headed in the right direction and you are not alone. We are standing there shoulder to shoulder with you, or right ahead of you, or right behind you. There are so many entrepreneurs who have been where you are. The easiest thing to do to get rid of that is to try. You have to take action. You have to take action. The more products you put out, the less scary it gets. The more offers you make, the less anticipation and those feelings and doubts. It's not as scary. You still may fail. We do. We absolutely do. We can put up stuff and it doesn't sell. So we tweak it. And we change the photos, we change the price, we change the way that we present it. And I'm like, okay, it's not as scary this time. It's not as scary this time. That will still happen. And that tells me I'm trying something new and I'm growing. So I welcome it a little bit more and I acknowledge it. I'm like, okay, here I am. I'm headed out of my comfort zone and I see you fear and I see you doubt. But that means I'm going to be able to get over this. And I'm going to be better on the other side, because I will have learned and grown and gotten to a new level, a new step on my own journey.
Oh, so many good quotes in there. I'm taking notes on this and writing them all down, by the way. They're really good. They're really good. And what you said too about how it gets easier, your first few, don't you feel like you're so emotionally wrapped up into it? And then as you start to grow, it's more of a numbers and a service game. Like, does this product serve my people? Instead of, if they don't like my product, they don't like me. No. Yeah. If they don't like the product, then it's not serving them the best. And so you're able to pull a little bit of that emotional game out every single time you step forward. So when you're making those offers, you're not emotionally as drained at the end of the day. And the way to do it is the practice over and over, what you just said.
Right. Action. Consistent actions, right? More offers, more money, more offers, less of the fear, less of the doubt. Action, action, action. Consistent action.
Amen. Amen to that. Just do it. Just do it. Okay. So Megan, I know you're wearing something. Will you show everybody what it is?
I am. I am wearing one of our large initial letter necklaces, and we had mini ones made, which are just so fun and have been a really great seller for us. And I know that's one thing that you teach, like, find your top sellers and run with them. And that is exactly what we have done. And that's been a huge part of us seeing faster, quicker, higher success. And what we love about these is they make the best gifts. And it's the comments and the reviews and the emails that people send us that they're like, oh my gosh, we just ordered them for our whole office, you know, for Christmas presents. And they, you know, and they put like a cute little note and they're like, please make sure it gets delivered to this address so the secretary doesn't get it, because we have one in there for her. Or they say, I just ordered them for all of my bridesmaids. You know, these are the best teacher gifts. And the ones that I love the most are the women that email us and say, I just ordered my husband's initial so that I can wear it close to my heart when he is gone at work all day. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like how great it is that we can offer a product that serves people in such a way. Like, it's a necklace, right? But there's all these great things that come from that, that come from the products that we sell. And I think that that's the key, is like, you have to think of it as like, these aren't just products, right? Like, it is just a necklace. But it is that little boy's gift to his teacher that he is so excited to give. It's that mom that loves to wear her kid's name that is Xander, and nobody sells a Z. And she's like, I'm so glad you have a Z because now I can wear it, you know? And oh, like that, those are the days that make it worth it. And so we have the large ones and we have the mini ones, and they're so cute stacked. And we want to be able to offer your audience a slamming good deal on them.
I am so excited for this because I'm going to go get one. I gave one to Michaela, or Michaela wore one when she was speaking on stage, and it,
oh, that's so
to see the M on stage glimmer. It was so fun to see.
Oh, oh, I love that.
These are amazing. Absolutely amazing. Okay. So in the show notes, we are going to leave the discount and a link. And Megan, do you want to tell them what the discount is? Because it's not just like 5% off or some little teeny bop discount. It is a good discount.
It is a great discount. We are giving your audience 50% off a large or a mini letter necklace. Oh my heck. You are going to love them. They come in gold and silver. So definitely take advantage of that deal.
Okay. And then will you tell everybody that's listening to the podcast where, what that discount is?
The discount is Allison 50, A-L-I-S-O-N 50.
Sweet. Stock up on Christmas presents. No, it's not just Christmas presents. I love that you talked about teachers. And my favorite thing that you just did right there, Megan, is you have a product. You didn't sell the product. You told the story. You told the story of the power that these necklaces can give people. The wife wearing her husband's initial because he's on at work or has to go on a work trip.
Yeah.
That is where that where sales comes.
So I learned that trick from you. Not a trick. I learned that tip from you and your course, and I implemented it, and it has exploded our business.
Stories sell. It's all about a story and the connection. Okay, so you guys have heard Megan's amazing journey from where she started and hitting 6 figures in 7 months, and I cannot wait for the next few months, fourth quarter, to see where you're at and then celebrate that Two Comma Club award with you. I have no doubt in my mind, like, you will get it. You will get it. You are on fire. Thank you for spending this time with us. And you guys, two more things. Where can they find more about you on social?
So our shop is saltedavenue.com, which is the same on Instagram and Facebook. And then they can find a little bit about me personally and sharing a little bit about business and belief at Miss Megan Pyra, MSMEGANPYRAH on Instagram.
Perfect. Okay, now I have one last question to ask you. This is the hardest, I think it is the hardest question in the world to answer. When your kids, you're in the middle of doing your business stuff and you're trying to manage everything and your kids come to you and say, Mom, what's for dinner? What is your go-to dinner?
Oh my God.
The
dreaded question during the witching hour is what we call it at our house.
Same with us. Same with us.
Oh dear. Okay. If we don't have something planned, which is another system we try to keep in place because we learned systems from you, but if we don't have something planned, tacos is a go-to, or soup and grilled cheese sandwiches.
That sounds like us too.
Or breakfast, which is not my favorite, but we can always whip out pancakes and waffles and eggs for dinner and get us through till the morning.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So you got to hear Megan's story. Now I want you to go experience Megan's brand. So go to Salted Avenue. Like I said, links are going to be in the show notes. Get your discount so that you can experience what she's got for you. And we'll see you guys next week. That interview was packed with so much goodness. I love that Megan came in and shared all the information with us. Now, if you are wondering if business is right for you or if business is right for your family, I've actually got a quiz for you. And I'm going to leave a link in the show notes and you can go take that quiz and find out if a business is actually right for you. So go to that link, click it, take that quiz, and I will deliver your results right into your inbox. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the Because I Can podcast. Do you have a question that you'd like me to answer raw and uncut on the podcast? All you need to do is head over to Apple Podcast and do three simple things. Number one, leave a rating and review and tell me what you think of the podcast. Number two, in that review, ask anything you want related to your lifestyle business. And number three, if you want a shout out, make sure to leave your Instagram handle or your name. That's all. Then just listen to hear your question answered live, raw, and uncut. Don't forget to join us next time on the Because I Can podcast. We'll see you then.